Tamata, ground preparation. Whakato, planting the seed. Whāngai, nurturing the plant. Tapahi, cutting the harakeke. Haihai, cutting into strands. Hāpine, making each strand pliable. Ranga, weaving. Ahowhatu, tying off. Kia ora, my friend. My name is Kahutara, and I'm a wetland. My name means a cloak made of feathers from a bird called a tara. A tara is a migratory bird, and it's famed for being agile. The wearer of a kahutara is a rangatira or a chief. Rangatira is a compound word with ranga meaning weaving, and tira is being agile. And rangatira is a leader who weaves people together so that as a group, they are agile. I live between the wide lake and the nesting place for birds. Some of these birds travel the earth to get here. In the places that the tara live, and as it travels between these places, it needs to be agile. But why am I a stuck-in-the-mud wetland named after a tara-feathered cloak for an agile chief? Well, often this is what people concentrate on, but the leaders of this area wanted their people to concentrate on the things people don't see. The foundation work. In the weaving of the cloak, the seen beauty is the cloak. The unseen beauty is the preparation for the weaving. My lands have plenty of space for my harakeke. You have to look deeper to find out how the ground and the water is prepared so harakeke can be planted and how harakeke is nurtured to grow. What plants know is that a repo, or a wetland, is rich in food for plants. I am the place that nurtures the young of fish, birds, and plants. Nowadays, whāngai means a person who is adopted, and in Māori families, this person is often a relative. The wider meaning of whāngai, so not just food but ideas like values, is how a whāngai is nurtured. As a wetland, I am not the only one nurturing. I am just holding the place to enable growth to happen. How much growth? Well, the tallest endemic tree, the ones only found in New Zealand, the kahikitia, is found in the whenua of Repo. Why are my soils soft and waterlogged? The soils for this giant? Because of the soil's rich foods. The strands of the kahikitia roots are sized so they can weave with each other. So while the woven cloak can be seen, the woven roots of all these kahikitia are hidden. While the roots come from individual trees, their roots graft together so they can share food with the whole family. Willingness to share and looking out from ourselves mean that these trees are humble and they realize life is not about individual strength, but a collective strength. We have to all be willing to weave together. We weave the waters. We weave the light. We weave the food. We weave the air. And we weave through the soil. Why do we weave water? I live with open water on one side of me and water settling across the plains on the other. These waters settle me with their beauty, their heart rhythms expressed in gentle wave action. I want to greet Tangarua, thankful for the life within water. Why do we weave in the soils? So we can get their foods to everyone. The life or modi of the earth presses me on to be all that I can be. I want to greet Papa Tuanuku, our Mother Earth, because there is mana and modi in the soil of this land. I greet you again, friend, for listening to me. Be still for a moment here in this time and place and listen to the tide of land. The taiao is my environment, a place of modi or life. Turn your thoughts to this space, to this lake we call Wairarapa, where the namer of places, Honuyananaya, felt the modi and his eyes glistened. Now you see me, Kahutara, cloaked from background work to be a nursery for flora and fauna. My final greeting to you, friend, for when you are away from me, Whakarongo, can you hear me? Can the memory of my taiao, of my environment, bring you peace?